今天讲的是蛮特殊的，他是从新加坡来的，他本来是他也曾经在新加坡做国会议员，然后也是宣教士，他的宣教机构是全世界很有名的 SIM，我好像记得Evan 也是加入 SIM 要去埃及做宣教士，他们在全世界各地都有，全名叫 Serving in Mission。他不只是宣教士，刚刚在政治在新加坡的很有影响力。他是我们宣教的导师，也是现在是牧师，在 Toronto 牧会，也是一个律师，在新加坡有一个国际律师团，他是负责人，也是在参与营商宣教 Business as Mission，非常有非常火热，在那里 very active。也是一个教授，所以我第一次遇到有这么多才华的，一位在宣教的导师，他可以用各种方式进入宣教工厂。他的全名是Dr. Toh Sik Kai，他因为他是新加坡人，他讲英文，所以我在这里就直接帮他翻译这样。OK，Dr. Toh, I will introduce you to our prayer group soon. Do you need to use a screen sharing?
No, I think I will just speak without screen sharing because time is not much. So I'll just speak and then you translate and.
好，他就直接开始讲，他又边讲我边边翻译。
So thank you for inviting me.
谢谢邀请我。
And Fred, you have already introduced me and my background.
我已经介绍他的背景。
And I am sorry, because I was born in Singapore and educated in Singapore, my Mandarin is very poor.
他在新加坡出生长大，所以中文不好。
But for those of you who want to know, my Chinese name is Du Shijie.
他的中文名字叫杜世杰博士。
杜甫的杜，世界是杰作的杰。My wife and I, Dorothy and I, we received a call from the Lord in 2005 to serve Him full time in.
他2005年领受呼召，全家要全时间服侍。
And so we went to Toronto because I wanted to start.
他们去加拿大的多伦多，开始在那里学习。
And while I was doing my seminary studies.
他在那里的神学院的时候。
I joined the church of the church called People's Church.
他在加拿大加入一个教会。
People's Church was for us the church of my mentor who introduced us to International Students Ministry.
这个教会里面有很多国际的学生。
So we started to serve the international students as volunteers, actually.
所以杜牧师他们就在那里服侍这些国际的学生。
Then, this is what we did with the students.
这是他们的接下来要介绍他们在学生当中做的事工。
On Fridays, we would have a Bible study.
在星期五他们有查经。
So they come over for dinner at 7.
他们7点到，
And then we start the Bible study at 8.
他们8点才开始查经。
Many of the students actually confess later on.
很多学生后来都承认耶稣是他们的救主。
Sometimes they would tell us they start coming only because of the food.
有些人的告诉他们，他一开始来参加是因为有食物的关系。
And students are very poor, so having a good meal on Friday is actually
因为学
attractive.
生一般都很穷，所以星期五如果有一餐可以免费，他们就很开心来。
But many of them became Christians because they saw our love.
但是很多成为基督徒是因为他们看到杜牧师他们的爱。
We feed them, but we don't insist that they must go to church.
他们一直给他们喂养他们，但是也没有坚持他们一定要来教会。
And even if they don't want to attend Bible study, we don't force them.
即使他们不要来查经啊，他们也不强迫他们。
So most of them actually would stay on for the Bible study after eating.
所以大部分的人，他们吃完饭，他们就留下来查经。
On Saturdays, we would organize outings for the students.
星期六他们也有一些户外的活动。
And we will bring them to places that maybe they can't get to because they're students and they can't afford the transport.
他们星期六他还要去接他们，因为学生他们一般就没有交通工具。
So we bring them to places where maybe there are museums or historical village and get them an experience of Toronto.
他们就带他去博物馆啦，一些有名的地方，让他们去经历一下多伦多的整个市区。
And sometimes we will bring them to even further away, for example, to the maple syrup farms.
有时候带他们比较远的地方去看那个枫叶的那个糖浆的制作厂。
And then we organize festivals.
他们有时候有一些特别的活动。
So for many of the Koreans and the Vietnamese and Chinese, we have the common festival.
有一些为了一些韩国人啊、越南背景，还有中国人的背景，一起办了一个特别的聚会。
So, New Year is the same. The Mid Autumn Festival is the same.
在一个过年还有中秋节也都是一样，他们办一些特别的庆祝活动。
So for them, it is celebration far away from home.
所以因为他们离家很远，这种很好的一个庆祝节日。
We also introduce them to Canadian festivals like Christmas and Easter, the Christian festivals.
在加拿大也有一些基督徒有关的，像感恩节啊、圣诞节的聚会，他们也是特别用特别的聚会来吸引他们。
And then on Sundays, for those who come to church, they will go to the sermon.
在星期天就把他们一些人带到教会来听信息。
So those who need explanation of the sermon, they will be given explanations.
一些他想要对信息有问题的他们也可以提供解答。
We also organize English lessons and we help them with their studies.
除了那以外，还有一些英文的课程来帮助他们在学校的课程的进展。
And some of them would actually, because they can't afford rental, we let them stay in our house for free.
有一些学生，他们甚至没有办法租房子，他们也给他们安排在一些家庭能够免费住宿。
So we minister to them in a holistic way.
他们用全能的方式来牧养他们。
And many of them actually would tell us that in the beginning, they don't like Christianity.
有很多学生一开始就说他们真的是不太喜欢基督教的活动。
But when we show them this love over time, they begin to respond.
但是我们一次又一次用基督教的爱让他们也开始有回应了。
And over 10 years, we baptized on average about 9 to 10 every year.
在过去十年在加拿大的服事，他们每一年这个帮9到10个受洗。
And many others who were revived in the Christian faith.
还有很多他们在基督教的一些被更新，变活很火热。
Because many of the Koreans they will come and say they are Christians.
因为有很多的韩国的学生，他们就会来说他们也是基督徒。
But they don't know the Bible and they don't really know God.
但是他们没有圣经，他们不是很清楚圣经的基本的信仰。
So even though they may be baptized, they were really not walking with God.
所以实际上很多挂名的基督徒，他们虽然受洗了，但是不是知道认识神。
So our ministry was largely to mainland Chinese, Koreans, Japanese, with people from also Europe and Africa.
所以基本上他们那里国际的学生的施工，大部分是中国、韩国还有一些来自欧洲的。
So the Japanese are very difficult to reach for Christ.
日本人是不容易去接触他们的。
And I know missionaries who are, my SIM missionaries who are in Japan for 20, 30 years.
像他们的机构 SIM在日本20年、30年的功夫。
But they have very few converts.
但是只有很少人信主。
But in Toronto, our ministry was able to baptize at least one Japanese every year.
但是在多伦多的国际的学生的事工当中，他们每一年都能够为一个日本人施洗。
So why is it like this?
为什么会有这样的情况？
I think even for the mainland Chinese who do not know Jesus when they came to Toronto.
我想基本上就像中国大陆的学生来到多伦多，他们一开始不认识神的时候。
So they are a little bit like the Japanese. They will say, I grew up and the Communist Party says there is no God.
他们会像日本人说法一样，所以他们是无神论的背景出身的。
So the most important thing we realize over the years is that we show them unconditional love.
我想我们的一个很重要的要点是因为我们无条件的爱一直在 接触他们。
And that's why if they come only for my food but not the Bible study, we don't scold them.
所以他们真的是如果真的来吃饭或者没参加那个查经，我们也不会去骂他们。
So we help them with their education, choosing the courses, choosing their universities, or even proofreading their essays.
我们在很多在功课上呢帮助他们，在选择职业的各方面，在帮助他们。
And so some of them, they are, for example, PhD students, and they encounter difficulties in understanding the system.
像有一些是博士班的学生，他们对这个系统，整个社会有一些问题，他们不是很了解，他们也可以提供解答。
So I would explain and help them through the difficulties.
也帮助他们在困难的当中，帮他们解决一些困境上的所遇到的难。
Let me give you two stories to illustrate the ministry we have.
让我用两个故事来阐述我们所参与的事工。
First is the story of a Japanese girl.
一个是日本人的背景的事工。
She came to our house and stayed with us for about 3 months.
这个女孩子，日本的女孩子，在这个事工来，在他们家3个月。
And when she arrived, she told us,
当她来的时候，她说，
I am the last person to believe in Jesus.
她是最不愿意信耶稣基督的。
And so we say, why?
那他们就问她，为什么呢？
So she says, I have 3 siblings in my family.
她说她这个女孩子说她有三个姐妹弟兄姐妹。
The first sister, she became a Christian.
第一个姐姐是基督徒。
So my mother was heartbroken.
她妈妈非常的伤心。
My mother sent my brother to her church, my sister's church.
妈妈就把弟弟也送到另外一个学校去。
The mother asked the 哥哥 to go to the 姐姐's church to bring her back.
妈妈就叫那个姐姐把那个弟弟带到另外一个教会去。
The mother asked the brother to go to the sister's church to bring her back home because she's already a Christian.
哦，他这要怎么翻译？啊，OK，
是说。 这个日本女子她说我不要做基督徒，因为我姐姐她做了基督徒，我母亲非常伤心，就叫我的哥哥去她的教堂回来。可是我哥哥去了以后，他也成了基督徒。那我母亲就第二次的伤心，她的心就破碎了。 所以两个人 变成基督徒，那么我是第三个，我是妹妹，我一定不会做基督徒。所以我是世界上最后的一个基督徒。如果你要做，你要我做基督徒是没有可能的。So the Japanese girl stay with us. We say it's okay, it's okay. You don't have to become a Christian.
所以那个日本的学生在他们家，然后他就说没关系，没关系，你不一定要成为基督徒。
But she joined us in our Bible study.
但是她参加了团契，查经。
The reason is she wants to learn English.
因为她想要学英文。
Not because she wants to learn Christianity.
不是她要学基督教的信仰。
But over the months staying with us, she began to respond to the gospel's message.
但是超过一个月以后，她开始对福音有回应了。
And so she asked for baptism.
后来她要求被施洗。
So she came resisting, but she saw our love. She understood the best message of the Bible, and she believed.
所以她来本来是抵挡的，后来因为爱，她接受了，最后就成为基督徒。
There was another lady. She's from China.
另外一个是一个姐妹，从中国在大陆来的。
She's a professor in a city in China.
她是在中国是一个教授。
And she was on attachment to University of Toronto for 1 year.
她来多伦多大学一年的实习。
So the fellowship, she was on a exchange of professors.
她在那个团契里面是都是交换留学生学者。
So she wanted to learn English.
一样，这个教授女教授也想要学英文
，so she came to the church to learn English.
所以她也来教会学英文。
But she hates Christians.
但是她非常厌恶基督徒、基督教。
Because we found out the story later on.
因为他们后来在发现这个故事。
Her mother was a pastor, a village pastor in China.
她的妈妈是在一个乡村的牧师。
But they were a very poor family.
是一个非常穷贫穷的一个家庭。
And they are farming family, so they could have more than one child.
因为他们是在农业的乡村，所以他们可以有超过一个小孩。
But they already had three girls.
但是他们已经有三个女孩子了。
So when this professor was born, she was the fourth girl.
所以这个教授的出生的时候，她是第四个小孩。
So her mother gave her away to another family.
所以她妈妈把她送给别人。
So that they could maybe have a son.
所以他们家才可以再有一个男生。
But she was angry because the family that adopted her was even poorer than her own family.
所以这个女教授非常的生气，因为认养她的是一个比她家里还更穷的。
And she says in summer sometimes we have no food.
她说在暑假的时候，他们甚至都没有食物可以吃。
So we pluck the leaves from the tree and we eat the leaves.
所以他们有时候要吃那个叶子。
So she says I hated my mother.
所以她说她非常的恨她的妈妈。
She is supposed to be a loving pastor.
她本来是会是一个很充满爱的一个牧师。
她是基督徒的牧师，所以这个教授觉得基督徒应该是有非常的有爱心，可是她的母亲偏偏的把她去抛掉了。所以她恨她母亲就是这个原因。So she hated her mother because her mother gave her away to a poorer family, not a richer family.
所以她妈妈把她送给一个比她家里更穷的一个家庭，所以她非常恨她的妈妈。
But in Toronto for 1 year, she came to our church for Bible study.
所以在多伦多一年的时间，他们都有来教会来查经。
Because she wanted to learn English.
因为她要学英文.
And she started to understand the message.
她开始, 去了解, 这些信息.
And so she became a believer.
她最后也成为一个信徒.
And she says the first thing she had to conquer were her feelings of hatred for mother.
第一个, 对她来说, 很大的困难问题是要 如何战胜这个原来是恨他妈妈的这种情绪。
So she says the Holy Spirit taught her to love her mother.
她说圣灵的亲自就教导她在这个灵功课。
And the Holy Spirit taught her how to love her mother.
圣灵就教她怎么去爱她的妈妈。
And so she became a Christian. She went back to China and she reconciled with her mother.
所以她变成一个信徒，她然后回去跟她妈妈和好。
So when she arrived back home in China, she started a Bible study.
那她回去了中国，她就开始一个查经了。
So we were very pleased that this person who hated Christians.
所以他，我们是很开心啊，有这样一个团契啊，本来是那个很讨厌基督徒的。
She became even a leader of a Bible study.
现在变成一个查经的领袖，在带领查经。
And she no longer hated her mother, who's a Christian pastor.
那她，而且她也不再恨她妈妈。 是一个基督徒的一个牧师。
So we have many stories like that of people who were changed.
所以我们有很多像生命转化的故事在多伦多的事工里面。
And I think for us, our learning is that we focus on loving them unconditionally.
所以对我们来说，我们在牧养，在这些国际的学生当中，最重要的是没有条件的爱。
We take care of their physical needs first.
我们先照顾他们的肉体上的需要。
So this can be food or clothing.
可能是食物, 可能是他们的需要。
And also clothing, because in winter, Canada is very cold.
可能是衣服, 因为在冬天在加拿大是很冷的。
So we give them free winter coats.
好, 所以我们都给他们冬天的衣服都是免费的。
And so when they have problems with their studies, I'm a professor, so I teach them.
当他们在学习过程当中如果有问题，因为我本身也是一个教授，那我就可以帮助他们一些功课上的需要。
And we also help them to celebrate festivals like Chunjie and Mid-Autumn Festival.
哦，我们也帮助他们。 在春节或者中秋节，也帮助他们怎么样在海外过这样一个节日。
So they feel very warm because they get to celebrate together.
所以他们就觉得很温暖，他们可以在一起来庆祝这样的一个中国节。
And so we thank God.
我们很感恩，感谢神。
That even though we don't have to learn a new language.
我们不用再学一个新的语言。
We ask. Ministering in English.
我们用英文来牧养他们。
And yet we can reach out to so many countries.
但是我们还是因着用英文牧养他们, 我们可以牧养很多来自各个不同国家的国际学生。
So we have stories also of people from Latin America and Africa who come to Christ through our ministry.
我们也有学生来自拉丁美洲, 来自非洲, 也因着这样信主的。
And I would like to urge my brothers and sisters, yourselves in America.
Oh, 我也在这里来呼求你们来自美国的。
That you can also do the same.
你们可以做类似一样的事情。
Because hundreds of thousands of students from all over the world go to America to study.
因为每年有好几十万这样的国际学生来到美国学习。
And some of them hate Christians.
很多人一开始他们就是很讨厌、厌恶基督徒的。
All we need to do is just show them love.
我们所要做的就是要把没有条件的爱
And even just teach them English and feed them.
或者只是单单教他们英文,
and they will respond to the love we give them.
他们就慢慢对我们,
and we can do this in one language because God has sent all these people from all over the world to America to learn one language, English.
我们又做这些事情可以用一个很简单的一个语言，就是英文，因为这来自全世界各地各种不同的语言的背景，但是在这里，在美国用英文就可以牧养他们了。So
I would like to stop my sharing here, and maybe if you have questions, I can answer your questions.
我就停到这里的分享，如果你有没有什么问题的话，可以在这里问。
弟兄姐妹里面有听到那个杜牧师、杜牧师、杜博士的分享，那里面有问题可以问他。请问一下，你们是用什么查经的教材来带领这些学生
？Okay, well, I use the English Bible.
他用英文圣经。
嗯 ，and I don't use any Bible study material. I do. I organize the Bible study material myself.
他自己设计的一些查经的课程材料。
And sometimes I do that because I'm there is a shortage of material that is cross-cultural.
因为要找这样跨文化的这样的材料是不容易的，所以他自己就设计。
Because many American materials are not cross-cultural, therefore written for people who understand English.
因为很多查经的材料都是给这样美国的背景的来查经，他们不是给那种跨文化啊各种不同文化背景的查经的材料是不一样的。
So I do it myself.
所以他自己设计他的课程。 还有没有其他要问的问题的？
For the English lessons, there are many good, what they call ESL, English as a Second Language material.
有很多课程是像那个英文的课这个教材 ESL.
So there is one organization that actually specializes in materials for ESL.
有一个机构，他们特别在 ESL 的课程很多研究.
It's a Christian organization.
也是一个基督徒的机构.
So if those of you are interested, I can send the details to Fred.
如果你们对那样的教材有兴趣的话，杜牧师、杜教授、杜牧师可以把那个资料送给我们。
And the textbook they use actually is the Bible. They use the Bible as a textbook to teach English.
那个机构他们基本上是用圣经来把他们当做的教科书设计的课程。 Is that language Olympic?
I have to check up. It's not Olympic. There is for the moment stuck in my head.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Because there's one organization called Language Olympic. They write the They developed the ESL program based on the Bible.
Mm-mm. I forgot the name of this organization, but I'll give you the name. And they send people to China also, actually.
Oh, 这个机构他们也送人到中国大陆啊去做这样的培训。好，那其他弟兄姐妹还有什么问题要问的？请问一下，现在疫情的话有什么不一样吗？
就说你们在Outreach，现在学生应该比较少了吧？
Okay. Yeah. So the situation now in Toronto is because the students, Some of them have gone home. They cannot return. Some of them are in Toronto, but they are doing online studies.
因为疫情的关系，有些学生回到中国，有些人还留在多伦多他们做网上的课程。
But the problem they have now is money.
但是现在问题是钱。
Because they don't have enough money, they have to stay longer over the, you know, the holidays. They cannot go home, and they have school fees to pay. They have food to pay, and they cannot get jobs.
因为疫情的关系，他们必须要在多伦多多住了很多很长的时间。他们食物他们各方面他们都缺乏因为没有钱。
In the past, they work part-time and they get money, but now they don't.
在过去这些国际的学生他们还可以在 part-time 工作，但是现在他们不行。
So they are really they are broke.
所以在这个疫情当中，这个学生受到很大的影响，他们经济上出现很大的问题。
So we give them money, we give them gift cards for groceries. Sometimes we have a food bank.
所以杜牧师他们就给他们钱或者给他们 gift card 让他们去有钱可以去买食物这样。Laura 这样有没有回答你的问题啊？
有，谢谢。
还有没有其他人有问题要问的？那没有的话，我想我们就在这里结束了。